way down.
It was no easy task getting George, the 130-pound service dog, to sit still for a picture. But 11-year-old Bella Burton got it done, and the Great Dane complied begrudgingly. George helps Bella with her balance while she's walking. Her mother, Rachel, says Bella was diagnosed with a rare genetic disorder when she was 2 years old.
Bella has Morquio syndrome type A. So it's a genetic disorder that causes a lot of bone issues and short stature. And it affects almost every organ except for the brain.
Mrs. Burton says she doesn't know what she'd do without the Genesis Foundation, which helped figure out Bella's diagnosis and has been coordinating her medical care ever since.
Just being told, your child has Morquio syndrome, here, go figure it out. We wouldn't even have known where to start. They have always been right there for us. They knew which doctors she had to see, which specialists. They made sure that she got baseline appointments with all of them. Every year I get an email from them. They have set up dates for her upcoming appointments. They've been excellent with scheduling things and keeping Bella involved with her appointments.
As for Bella, she enjoys doing what most 11-year-olds like to do. And on top of that, she's got a real passion for animals.
I like to go biking, swimming. I like to play outside.
You like to play with your animals?
Yeah.
Tell me about your animals. How many do you have?
I have 3 dogs, a turtle, a horse, and 2 donkeys.
So you've got your own little farm going on. Bella's farm.
Yeah.
After meeting George the dog and her turtle, Bella took me outside to meet some of her larger 4-legged friends.
The little donkey is Eleanor, and the big donkey is Paisley.
The little 11-year-old with a house and yard full of pets tells me she's got big dreams for her future.
What do you want to do when you grow up, do you think?
Be a doctor or a farmer.
Why a doctor?
Because then I could help kids like me.
Kim Tunnicliffe, WBZ News Radio 1030.